Welcome to the Judgmental Podcast, episode 27. Today is an AMA number 4 for me, Andrew Galea, the creator of Judgment. This is my fourth time I've done this, so I've got a bunch of questions that players of Judgment from around the world have written on our forums, and I'm going to just read through those and answer some questions. Also provide a general update on what's going on with the game and moving into the end of the year and next year, and also what's happening through COVID and all that kind of stuff. So, yep, should be fun on my own. So it's just me today. We'll see how we go. Let's kick things off. So first of all, quick drink of water. Right, so things have been a little bit quiet on the Judgment front. Just personally, I'm actually moving house out of Sydney, which is taking a lot of my time. And also obviously COVID's made things drag on a bit, where there's little chance we're having big tournaments running and stuff, and all the conventions are getting cancelled, so it's just naturally happened. But let's rest assured that Jeff and I are still working very, very hard on the game behind the scenes. We've just brought out the Terra model, Zim come out recently. We've released rules for Grail, the Goblin Soul Gazer, so yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Manufacturing-wise, we have had a bit of a pause. We had a lot of difficulty getting things from the manufacturer out to the EU and Australia and even parts of America. So that seems to be improving a little bit. But we also have something very big going on in the background that I can't talk about too much today. But there is a big announcement looming, and it's taking a bit of our time at the moment. So I just need everybody to just bear with us for the time being. I don't want you to feel like the game is slowing down anyway. It's actually about to go ballistic, but Jeff and I just, we're just sort of bracing ourselves for that. In terms of manufacturing, we've put the shrines and effigies on hold for now. Cradle is going to get released before Christmas, so Cradle manufacturing will go ahead, but the effigy and shrines are on hold for the time being, as are any new maps. So yeah, just need to, it's all I can reveal for now. But yeah, just trust us. We're going, things are going really well. We've had a really good, sales have picked up again the last month or so. I think COVID's probably settling down a little bit, maybe, I don't know, or people are just deciding to, things, the show must go on, I'm not sure, but it's been good. So we're really happy how things are at, where things are at, and we definitely will have more to talk about the changes to in the Judgment sphere in the coming months. So without further ado, let's go to part one of the podcast, and I'm going to talk about some of the questions that are on the forum. So I'm just going to work through the forum myself. I haven't vetted these questions. We'll see how we go. I'll answer what I can, and we'll go from there. All right, Old Two Legs asks, I've heard Jeff mention footy at least once during streams. Aussie rules, rugby union, or rugby league, what's your poison? So for me personally, Andrew, I actually prefer football, soccer. So, and I watch the English Premier League as my main source of that. When we're talking about football in terms of Australia, it is rugby league for Jeff and I. We're both brought up following rugby league, and that's what we follow now. Being in Sydney is the rugby league heartland as well, so yeah. You mentioned hopefully one day having a Judgment RPG. Would you envision that using Judgment-style dice and creating a system around that, or sticking with the more traditional D20 system? We have talked about this, and I'm really hopeful this will come to fruition one day. Look, I'd love to do a RPG that is based off the mechanics in Judgment, but really, I think, realistically, it would be a D20-style system that we would adapt the world to. I think the more important thing about the Judgment RPG is not to do it about the game, but about the universe and the background. And you could apply that to a D20 system. So that's what I think about that. Where can we hear more? This is from Barmic. Where can we hear more about the Elementalist Hero? The Elementalist Hero was introduced in a recent backstory that we wrote. It is on hold at the moment as well. So there won't be anything new about that for a little while. So that's all I can say at the moment. But we're not right. I mean, obviously it's there. We've written a lot of stuff about it. But yes, for the moment, nothing is coming for that. Cheddar Kane wants to hear about that as well. And I've just answered it. So cool. So Old Two Legs asked, another one, is there any plan to make items that a hero can build into? See, if they take Agility Boots and the Vorpal Blade, they can pay another fate to combine them into the Helm of Agile Vorpidity. It takes up both slots and grants him additional power. Okay, so yes, there is. We have actually, do have a hero that has been fully play tested, that we haven't released, that does do things around item manipulation, item creation, and things like that, and item enhancement. We will hear that hero will be coming out, but not in the, not the near future. But it's all been completely play tested and signed off by the playtest team, which is great. Nightfly, with a space map in the looming future, will there be more robotic mecha-style, robotic mecha-style heroes, monsters to look forward to? The space map, so all the maps have been put on hold. There will definitely be a focus shift towards robotic and mecha at some stage, and the space theme, but yes, not in the immediate future. All right. Cheddar Caveman, love me some AMA. Awesome, I'm glad you do. Now, with the recent discussion about a potential game that is sized for a 4x4 mat, what are things about the unique about the game? So we have talked about this a lot. It is currently, its code development word is escalation, and it involves 9 heroes versus 9 heroes on the map. Some of the things that are unique about that is that you have mega artifacts, so special artifacts that that are more powerful because the heroes can get to levels 4 and 5, which is great. There's 2 effigies in that game at the moment, the way we've been playing it. There are large based monsters and heroes that take up more than one slot, and monsters that take more than one hero to bring down. I'm just trying to think of some of the things. There are just other things on the map for teleportation and map interaction. There's a fog of war that you, both players don't know the elements in the middle of the map until one of the players reveals them. Things like that. So that's kind of the stuff that's on the and that's definitely in the works. We also have started looking at 3D terrain more closely. And definitely things like terrain changing during the game, depending on whether they've been damaged or altered in any way, either magically or physically. Also, the platform-based, which I've talked about in the past, is something that the 4x4 map definitely includes. So it's pretty cool. There are several mounted characters that have been mentioned at various times. I'm curious about the status of each. This is from Cheddar Caveman. Griffin Rider. No hero has been written rules for that yet. Cassio Human Monk, no intention to bring him back at this point. Grail Goblin Soulgazer, rules have been released. Undead Defender, rules have been written and playtested. It is an awesome hero. It is, I will give you a big spoiler here, it is a 2-slot hero, the Undead Defender. So there, wow. Elementalist, had mentioned it earlier, no plans in the near future for that at the moment. We've got some rules put down, but nothing completely play-tested. Werewolf Hero is one that I definitely want to do so we can use Ashtooth model. So we'll bring out a new hero model, and then it'll turn into Ashtooth. So that's something that's on the cards. A lot of questions from Cheddar. I'm just going to work through them. With Undead, I see there are being concerned about people who like to play, feeling limited, play only one in a list. Yeah, this is the Undead rule where they cannot harvest souls, and you can get away with 2 sometimes in a 5v5, but other than that, it's hard. The Undead Defender does solve some of that problem. It definitely does for the 9v9 game, and the mechanic we have on the Undead Defender is something that we will think about introducing into the other ones. I don't know. There is some... One of the things we've play-tested about having 100% undead list is that you auto-bank, and obviously they auto-bank. So it's a thought, but it's not play-tested balance-wise yet, so that's just hearsay at the moment. Cool. Related to the Elementalist, in a way, will we see elements of air and water variety to go with Earth, Terra, and Inferno Fire? Yes, we will bring him out air and water elemental models. Well, yes, we will. Will there be a new monster for each of the new maps? Every time I bring out a new map, it normally triggers a new monster. So yes, Effigy and Shine kits, I've already spoken to them as well. All right. Okay, Judgment Day, Alex. You've hinted at a samurai hero and or setting. What's the news on that? We'll see a timeline and setting more unique. So one of the things that incorporated into this new this announcement that's coming is that the ability to have multiple settings and timelines is going to be more accessible. So we actually have Samurai Hero rules written up. They were actually submitted, or the hero was submitted by one of the playtest group. It's a really good hero, so it's something we definitely will be looking at. I just can't talk about timelines at the moment because you don't really have them. Okay. Another drink of water. Old Two Legs, will we ever see anything like a bounty system in Judgment like you have in MOBAs, where when your person gets, like, so in a MOBA, if you don't know, as a hero gets fed or is in a, on a roll or getting more powerful or multiple kills in a row or multiple souls on them, they give up more bounty when they're killed. It's possible. Bounty is a bit of a elastic mechanic. You always have to be careful with them. They kind of work in video games sometimes. They can be overcooked. But on the tabletop, yeah, we want to be careful. Elastic mechanics normally elongate the length of a game, which is something we normally try to avoid. So yeah, it's a possible, but yeah, I don't think it's on the cards at the moment. Question from Barmic. If Warfare Weekend is cancelled, will there be a digital JNAC? Warfare Weekend has been cancelled. Jeff and I have discussed this. We're feeling we're not going to do a digital JNAC. We're not 100% sure. We will announce this very soon. Yeah, we need to announce it either way, but my gut feeling is that we kind of don't do that. I don't know. We might put it to the a vote to the players. We'll see how that goes. Barmic again, what needs to happen for Gunmeister Games to become your full-time job? It's an interesting one. I get asked that all the time. It's not close at the moment. I'm hoping with the new announcement coming on that it'd be possible that that could happen in the future. I'd love to do it as my job. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I do have a fairly, well, I have a successful career in IT banking, so I don't know. But I'd love to do it in my full-time job. Has COVID affected those plans or other plans with the game? Yeah, COVID has. I've already talked about that before. Right, so here's a good question. So how has designing a game together made you closer? Jeff and I have always been fairly close as brothers. We do a lot of things together. It was like 4 years difference between us, but kind of always done the same sports and both musicians and both into gaming. So yeah, the only difference between Jeff and I really is our careers. I went IT and he went music. But yeah, so I guess it's what it has done is we've just been in contact almost daily for 5 years, which is probably more than we used to be. So that's been good. What is the dynamic between you two when it comes to Judgment? Who takes on what roles and how do you complement each other's skills? So Judgment, Jeff wasn't initially involved right at the beginning of Judgment. He came on board after about, I don't know, 6 months or so. I'm not sure. So I am the creator. It is largely my creation. I drive a lot of the changes in the game. What Jeff does is, so from the business side, I run the business side of the business in terms of ordering, working with all the manufacturers, all the retailers, all the marketing and that kind of stuff. I do all the online stuff. Jeff does the logistics in Australia for shipping. He also, we've shared the conventions and running tournaments and stuff like that. Jeffrey's been more involved in the running tournament side than me. Right, so that's the business side of it. When it comes to the rules side of it, so we both make heroes. So we collaborate a lot on those. One of us will take a lead and design it. The other person would help. I did a lot of the early ones, well, most of all of the early ones. Jeff's doing more these days. It's more 50-50 these days in terms of heroes. With game rules, even the same, I think, now. Yeah, it's very much a collaboration with the rules. And the polished heroes, that kind of stuff. And also with business decisions, we're always collaborating as well. I bring a lot of the IT side of things to the business. Just very good with the community building and stuff like that. So yeah, works well. It's good. Automatic, so Constant Ways asked about game stats submissions. So the stats site was currently is down because, believe it or not, I was hosting it in my house and I've moved, so I haven't set it up again yet. But I'm going to actually get proper hosting for it now, so it won't, this won't happen again. Automated game stats submission, I definitely want to have that via Wartable and via the apps. So that's two things we want to have, so it's very easy to submit your games. Any more thoughts towards the Orc Blacksmith reference and Cruel's Fluff? That is, rules have been designed for the Orc Blacksmith and play tested, but we haven't released it yet, so it will be coming out at some stage. Alright, so that was some of the AMA questions. I'm now going to, there's also a question around, here is, a recent survey of the community indicates that Zhonya is not even in consideration for top aggressor. What buffs are you considering for the emergency patch to replicate the Berserker Queen before she collects her death toll on you? Thanks to Constant Way. Yeah, with the survey of community, I mean, there's been a lot of chatter on Discord around top heroes and different sections. I don't know, some of that's, it's good to see. It's interesting to see different people's opinions. I think recently everyone nominated their number one hero and there was hardly any repeats, which is a really good indication the game's healthy. So I'll give you, like, Zhonya is one of the ones, so very early on, when we first started doing the game, we picked all the normal kind of vanilla versions of the different heroes, right? So we wanted to have an orc in-your-face warrior that just was straight up and down, did what it says on the tin, does damage. That was Zhonya. So we kind of did that for each of them, thinking, what's the default look like? And it was her. I don't think she needs a buff. I think she's quite good. She's a glass cannon, which is what we like about her. So yeah, there are ways to mitigate the cannon, the glass part of her cannon. But yeah, so there's no need to, there's no consideration for Zhonya getting a buff. But yes, thanks for asking. Have you seen any adaptations? This is Constant Way as well. Have you seen any adaptations other miniature games have made to the COVID present we live in that you liked, appreciated, or thought about mimicking? I kind of felt like we were pretty much at the forefront of that, like really pushing our online play with Wartable. There's now, I think, War Machine's got a module on Wartable that people are using. We're one of the few that ran official online events for JNAC during COVID. So I don't really know. I haven't really seen too much difference between what others are doing or anything really innovative in that space from other miniature game companies. Yeah, so I think some of them, we've kind of shied away from the online Gen Con or online Adepticon. I don't know. I just didn't feel like, I don't know. It just wasn't something we did. Maybe that was a fault for us. Maybe it was good for other companies to do that. But we did. We kind of got away from that a little bit. So yeah, we didn't do that. Right. So I'm just going through any other questions I'm going to answer before I. Ah, oh, here's a good one from Cheddar. Will we see any new artifacts in the game? Will we be any consideration on finding some ways for heroes to equip them? So with new artifacts, yes, definitely. I think I talked about this before, like, we consolidate artifacts. I think a couple of patches ago, we reduced the artifact pool by making unused ones combined with others. That was a really, really good thing. It really revitalized the game and made the standard, you know, plus one agi, plus one mill artifacts. It gave them a lot of competition, which was great. So we were bringing new artifacts out, and we were always thinking of ways for heroes to equip them more easily. We did that recently where you can equip artifact without spending actions when you respawn, which is one way. And we've got rules for one of the heroes to become basically a mobile shop. And on the big maps of 9v9, there's also mobile shops as well. So, yeah, so there are ways we're thinking about doing that, which is great. What else have we got here? Anything else? I think we might be good for AMA questions. So as I said, just to recap, we've got some big announcements coming through. We are still working very hard in the background on Judgment, It's just that things in the public have been a little bit more quiet than usual, but don't look at it as a negative in any way. It's definitely a positive. We're just, just working through a few things, and hopefully we'll come out with an announcement very shortly. Question from Barmik, I found one. Who won the fights when you were children? You or Jeff? Well, Jeffrey was 4 years older than me, so yeah, it's fair to say that he won the fights when we were children. So yeah, it's a bit of an unfair one. That's cool. I think that's about it. So thanks everybody for having a listen. This is the end of AMA number 4 podcast. Hope you enjoy it, and I'll be doing one of these soon, hopefully. So talk soon and take it easy. Bye.